How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
We've just done about the first 30 seconds of the podcast without me realising that I had not pressed record.
Susie, when will you forgive yourself?
Never, never.
When will you give yourself a day off?
Never.
Yeah, well, don't worry, it doesn't matter because we didn't say that much. I just said my voice is sounding a bit gruff.
Yeah.
And I said Gruffalo, and I said that would be a good name for Susie's show one day.
And that's it.
Ruffalo.
So G apostrophe.
Yeah, Ruffalo. Ruffalo.
Is it? I mean, I've only had a mouthful of champagne.
We're drinking champagne because Susie's going to the Frange tomorrow.
The Frange?
The Frange. I'm not, sadly.
No, you're not sad about it. You're delighted you're going to
Crete. I'm having a bit of time off. I'm having a holiday because...
Can you believe this? Tom has booked a villa when I am not available.
I know. That is a sadness, but it was because... There's a break in the dates I was doing, and it was in August, and I thought, that's when I'll go away.
Sure.
If it goes well, Susie, I'll be going back. That's my ambition.
Fine.
I haven't stayed in a villa for a long time.
Do you want a holiday home? Would you like a timeshare?
A timeshare, yes. I just want to go for the meetings.
No, do you remember when they were like a real thing?
Yes.
My mum and dad were always really suspicious of people with timeshares.
Absolutely, like, no thank you, walk past. But then some people do get them, and they're not as unhappy as you think they are.
What with their like 4 months of a year in Tenerife?
It's not as long as that though, Suze.
Oh, really?
It's often like a week a year and you don't get to choose when it is, and it can be in like separate days or something.
Separate days. We've got to fly out for 4 days, fly back for three.
Fly back for one. I don't know. I think it's a useful way in a way to buy.
Okay. So you're getting a timeshare?
So I'm getting a timeshare. I sound like I am selling.
You're selling it. You sound like a loan shark.
Isn't there loads of meetings involved? You have to sit there and like, they go, we'll give you a glass of wine. And then you have to sit there for a sales pitch.
What, 4 hours they go?
Yeah, hard sell.
But wouldn't you like to go to...
Why wouldn't you love this house?
Why wouldn't you love Marbella after Christmas?
Yeah.
When it's pissing with rain.
Do people go to Marbella then? They must.
I don't know.
Marbella. I remember my mum telling me about Marbella, Marbs. My mum saying, when we used to go to Spain, not Marbella, we used to go to a place called Javier.
Oh, yeah. That's really nice, isn't it?
I haven't been for years. It felt very nice when we were there. I loved it. But we didn't get to go all the time. Like, some people went every year. We only went 7 years. But Marbella was, like unattainably glamorous.
Yeah, I think that it...
Was.
Yeah, I was about to say was.
I think be bold with it, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. And then I think it maybe got... A little bit less so?
I think, you know, the notion of what glamour is has changed, isn't it?
Oh, Tom, you're so good at this.
So diplomatic, aren't
I? So diplomatic. You should be a diplomat.
I would be a great ambassador with all that Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, talking of ambassadors.
Yes.
we watched The Birdcage the other night.
Oh, yes.
And they say that he's like so the funny. Ambassador to Greece.
Yeah. The plates. Did you watch the Nathan Lane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so funny.
So good. If you haven't watched The Birdcage, it's on Netflix. And it's absolutely
farcical, ridiculous. Nathan Lane is so funny.
Nathan Lane is brilliant.
I mean, he is known. I know he is really well known. But I often think, like, why isn't he better known?
Yeah,
like,
why isn't he, like, I mean, not a national treasure for us, but like a national
International treasure. Yeah.
Is that what you want to be, a national treasure?
International man of treasure. Well, that would be a nice thing to aim for, wouldn't it? What do you have to do to be one?
To be a national treasure.
Do you get paid for it? Is there a separate income?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, I want it.
You want it. I'm there.
I'm all about the money.
Would you like to be a dame?
Yes, all of it.
You, Judy, Maggie.
Yeah, then I could go on that program, The Dames. Did you see that?
I saw it. I loved it.
Oh,
did
I
you
thought
watch
it was,
it?
What, of course, I tweeted about it. I loved it.
Oh my God, I loved it.
Oh my.
Actually, did you go to the cinema to watch it?
What? Did you go to the cinema?
Yeah.
How dare you win?
I went to the cinema in Australia.
Oh.
I went to a picture house with Anne Edmonds, who's one of the funniest comics in the world.
packed to the gills with gays in there, I bet it was.
No, it was just me and Anne having the time of our lives.
What, no one else was watching?
Three older ladies. Three old dames.
Three old broads at the back.
Three old broads at the back.
But no, I'm so surprised that there weren't like gays in skimpy shorts.
We were in Perth. Does that help?
Yeah, that answers my question. No further questions, you're no. Okay, fine. But nice, no, good,
it
right?
It was so good.
So good, wasn't
so
it?
So good.
I liked it when old Jen Plowright was like, should we open a bottle of champagne?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. And I loved it when Maggie was like, I never liked, I found Lawrence very difficult.
They all hated him, didn't they? They were all terrified of
him. Who Joan was married to.
Yeah. You get to that age, you don't care, do you?
No, and there was a great bit when Maggie Smith said, when Judy was saying about like, oh, you know, you get jobs and you don't get jobs. And then Maggie was like, I only get a job when you turn it down.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, so bitchy. And listen, Maggie, I imagine you're an avid listener.
Oh,
you know the PA box.
Maggie.
Get in touch.
She loves the show.
She loves the show. Huge fan.
When they kind of showed the off-camera bits as well. Like when it was like, sort of not filming, but filming.
Oh, yeah, when they were, like, poshering.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, really into that.
That was such a nice, you know, punctuation.
Yeah, when they were, like, fanning about with cushions.
Yes, or, like, getting out some pictures or something to show people.
Very into that, very into it.
I did see Eileen Atkins outside the Old Vic the other day.
Oh, clang. Clang.
And she was in a lovely summer.
Sorry, I never thought that our podcast could get more camp.
We are pioneers. That's the thing.
We're pioneers.
Pioneers in camp. Pioneers.
That'd be a great name for a pie shop.
Oh, it would be.
Okay, guys, if anyone wants to invest in my new pie shop.
Pioneers.
Pioneers.
But would it be like wacky flavours?
I like, but like wacky in a fun way, like steak and Vegemite.
Okay, yeah.
Are you into it?
Yeah. I think you can say like steak and jelly beans or something. I'd be like, no.
I'm not on crack.
Well, sometimes I wonder.
You know, it's just because my hair's wacky.
Wacky hair.
It's because I'm bold with shirts. People think,
sorry,
is she on crack?
You did your thing again.
What?
Your favourite word.
Oh.
I thought you said you were very specific to Susie. Maybe to Portsmouth.
No, I think it's just to Susan. Susie. Just to Susie Ruffles.
Just to Susan here. bold. Becomes bald.
Bald.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So like, I think you once described me as being very bold.
I think you are bold.
I am bold. I am.
You're bold and bold.
And but from over there, you said
because I have a difficulty with the dark L.
Oh, do you know? I feel bad now. It's been skewed, hasn't
listen,
it?
Listen,
now the narrative has been taken in another direction. I didn't know we were going.
Because I have trouble with wolf.
Now I mean we want to make fun of it, but we can't because now we know Susie has problems
with the dark L.
You know, for those, I knew somebody who had a soft R.
You can get a tablet for that.
Yeah.
There's a camp tea.
There's a camp... No, there isn't.
There is a camp tea.
What's a camp tea?
Okay, by the way, for the people that are listening that have never been to drama club, we're talking about sort of...
what are we talking about?
Well, a dark L is all.
Oh.
So I have trouble with, like, wolf.
Right.
And wolves.
Wolves, yeah.
And a camp tea is when
camp
you...
Camp tea, I'm sort of suddenly imagining like a really camp dinner. Like, what would it be? Like? A souffle.
Yeah. A souffle with the Baileys.
Yeah, basically.
So a camp tea class. Is like t-shirts. And you're going to like... you know, you're
oh,
like,
too heavy on the tur.
Yeah, and you'd have like a bit... you'd
a
have
thing.
Like it's like a slight lisp. And it's known as a camp tea.
A camp tea.
Because I've always thought of a camp tea as like, maybe a Pink Fred Perry.
With the collar up.
Yeah.
Oh, we have fun with
words. We do have a nice time, don't we?
But the way I thought, I'll pick up on it with when you said bold and bald, because you said, I am bald. And then there was a slight pause. Yeah, this is audio. Listeners will think, Susie's lost her hair.
Susie wears a wig.
Susie's been wearing a wig at the same time. I didn't realize. We're both bald. It's like the witches in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
I mean.
You know.
What did you suggest that our topic was going to be? I mean, we've got to 9 minutes and not mentioned it, so there's nothing new there.
Well, we were saying about growing up. You went to Pride.
Oh, I went to Pride.
Oh, we've talked about Pride.
We've talked about Pride.
We've done that.
And we
were talking about growing up.
So I got an email from a listener who we
are enormously fond of. Thank you for sending your email in, but I won't say your name because I'm not sure if you're meant to say people that are underage. I don't know. It feels like it might be dodgy somehow.
Somebody young listens to the podcast. Somebody young to say hello.
Somebody young listens to the podcast. Want to say hello. We're saying hello back to you. And they tweeted in and said that they are 13 and they've recently come out, and everybody is constantly telling them that it's just a phase and that they're finding it infuriating.
I mean, can you imagine?
I mean, also, firstly, can I say how amazing that you are that brave.
Yeah, that is, but I could,
because I would not have been. I was like very busy. God.
Last week I waited till.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
a lot of people were shocked.
A lot of people, very shocked.
Very taken back.
Very taken back. Thank God you had that pink for a Perry, otherwise no one would have believed it.
I would have believed it for a moment. Thank God I had that waiting in the cupboard, not closet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're not American here.
I can't imagine how infuriating that would be. What? So you've gone through that. Imagine you've gone through that process of, like, telling people, and then you get met with that. What would you... Well, I don't know. What would your response is?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'd be like, I think I've got a better idea of who I am than who you maybe think I am.
Yeah.
But I would say, more than anything else, she was asking for our advice, which, let's be honest as well, don't trust us for one moment.
We're two drunks.
two drunks
talking into a microphone.
Like,
That's it.
That's our lives.
That's all you've got.
And like,
from
what
us.
You might not know about us is that we're always recording. And this is the only 20 minutes that we've found in the last 2 weeks that is suitable for
actually
broadcast.
Actually coherent. Actually making forming words.
It's because we're only on our first glass of champagne.
Like, come back in 10 minutes.
Oh, we'll this is going to make any sense.
Absolutely out of our faces. So, I mean, it's that thing, isn't it? I remember. Maybe not as specific as this, but I remember, like, if it was an adult, potentially an adult that you really respect and love, sometimes saying things like that, it brings out that feeling. Do you ever feel it like a sort of, like a hot fizz? This is a weird description of it. Like across, like, your shoulders and your neck. That's how I felt it, of, like, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know what to say in this situation. I don't know myself well enough, or I'm not confident enough. I don't think I was confident enough at that point.
Yeah.
To know what I should say.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, I've known that I've sort of had that before when I've spoken to, like, therapists about anxiety and different things like that, about knowing probably from when I was about 13, 14 that I was gay, but feeling that I needed to, feeling that I really needed to, what's the word? Like, well, first that I needed to hide it, but also I needed to really push those feelings down.
Yeah.
And I think that can make you...
I think that's given me anxiety for the rest of my
life.
I think I'm the same.
Of having to deal with that.
Just basically, like, trying to cut off an emotion, which I think at the time I was like, oh, it's just, like, the same emotion as, like,
whether I like
a chocolate bar.
I was going to use the exact same thing of, like, reference. Well, I was going to say, like, whether you want to have that bag of crisps or not.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, snacking. I was going to bring it back to snacking. Like, it's not good to have crisps all day, so just stop thinking about crisps. It's not quite the same when it comes to...
No, it's really not. But I would say that if I could give you...
Oh, Jenny Bede is coming.
Oh, Jenny Bede has just walked in.
Jenny Bede is here, everyone.
And we're podcasting.
Jenny, hi.
Jenny,
can
you just say hello? Because
Jenny, of course,
Jenny
has been
Bede,
on the podcast
Jenny
before.
We've discussed her at great length.
All the time.
My dearest housemate, Jenny Bede, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Just wanted a netball match.
Jenny. Oh, I think we
great use of the bib. Great use of the bib.
What position were you playing?
Yeah, goal attack.
So you have to, I'm better at goal attack, but you have to keep switching every time you score. I scored a lot.
Okay, well, no one likes a brag.
Oh, Jenny.
No one likes a brag, Jenny Bede.
Good for you.
Well done, Jenny Bede.
Lovely to see you. We're going to have some Thai food in a moment.
Oh, yeah, we've ordered Thai. Not for the listeners. Sorry, we were going to,
but we didn't get your order in time.
Yeah, we didn't know who your address is, and some of you live in America, and we don't have time for that.
The delivery was turning into literally hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Yeah, and we don't have that kind of money. We can't afford houses.
People think we're very wealthy, actually.
But no, we're not. We're too drunks living in America.
We've drunk all our money.
But to get back very briefly to the
serious topic.
To the serious topic that we did want to discuss and that we're not making light of in any way, my advice would be, yes, it must be very frustrating at the moment, and I totally understand that, but know that I'm sure a lot of other LGBT plus people have also felt like that and been told, it's a phase, it's this, it's that, you know who you are, and in time, I'm sure everyone will sort of appreciate that you do know your own mind.
And I think as well there's great strength, that's for me anyway, there was great strength in then reaching out culturally in that, I think we talked about the dog whistle. Have we talked about, somebody described a lot of like queer culture, and I found it was like camp comedy actually. Felt like a dog whistle. Like, they weren't necessarily talking about being gay, but I just understood it in this way.
That, oh no,
like,
I've never heard that expression before, Tom.
I can't remember who said it to me, and I thought it was such a good... Anyway, I'll claim it for myself.
Go on, Tom Allen said.
The dog whistle. And that's how you feel as a young person sometimes, like, why do I like this thing? Like, for me, it was
totally. And for me, it was Sporty Spice.
Of course. I mean, from the outside looking in, you know.
You know, the signs were there.
The signs were there.
The signs were there. They were heavily signposted. They also had pride flags draped over them.
And it was definitely one of those dog whistles that people could actually hear. It was just
And it was sort of going, ooh!
It wasn't a wolf whistle, though.
No.
Yeah, it was, but... And I wonder, like, culturally, there are lots of, like, there's lots of strength in that if you're in a, you know, geographically, if you feel like you're in a place where there's not a lot of people around you to relate to.
Yeah, and, like, there's so much presence online of LGBT plus people.
Yes.
And to feel like you can reach out to...
Yes. Sometimes, I wonder if a lot of it is quite angry at the moment. That's my only caution I would suggest on that.
I guess there is... What do you think... Go further with that thought.
No, I'm just being a bit down on social media at the moment. But,
I'm down. I'm sick of social media at the moment.
I think it's had its day.
Do you?
Well,
do you think we should go back to writing letters?
I would love that. Mainly because, like...
You've got that lovely letter header.
I've got that lovely letter headed paper. And also... Oh, somebody messaged me about that. I must scroll through and find it. Anyway, So, it would be nice, because if you're angry, by the time you've written the letter, you go, oh, no, I'm not that angry.
Can't bother to... And no, by the time you put it in your bag, you forget to post it.
To post it, like, oh, I don't really think that.
And then you're fine.
There's much less hate in the world.
That's great.
Agitation, I think there's a lot of agitation on social media.
Oh, I think you're right.
One way or another.
Yeah,
call it what it is.
It's just noise.
It's noise, yeah.
It's constant noise.
I think it should all be rebranded as just showing off. And that's basically what...
So, like, Facebook showing off, Instagram showing off, Twitter showing off.
Yeah, I'm just going to go and... We're like, oh, I've got to go and look at social media. Like, it's like we're looking at, we're showing off ourselves, or we're sort of basking in other people's
shoes. And
off.
I try not to show up. Like, no, I know. Obviously, you look
I'm
like you're.
I'm
I completely agree with you, because obviously, sometimes I need to, like, tweet, hey, I'm on this thing.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Like,
and
I
mean,
and
I am, by the way, I'm totally guilty of all these things.
Totally. But I think it's doing it in a way that's, like, still being aware of yourself.
Yes, I think so. And the people who are most successful, I think, are able to do that.
Yes, I think so.
That's what I think.
And I think people are having, like, a little window into your life that's not
just
work.
Yes, I think so.
Talking of windows into my life. Oh, actually,
what?
We're going to have a brief pause here
to
hear from our sponsor this week. Tom, you will not believe what happened to me this week.
What happened? Spurned by the word, or not spurned, inspired by the word window there.
Well, yeah, okay, this is what happened. Also, quite amusing, because this happened to me before, and I spoke about it on the podcast.
Oh, no.
So, I was doing the recycling. Of course I was in the morning. Eco-friendly.
It's not the days you mean to go on.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was...
Keep Britain tidy. You know the slogan.
How did you find that one, Brian?
Yeah.
Instead of putting any quotes on my poster this year, I'm just putting Keep Britain tidy.
Keep Britain tidy. Various other,
and,
like,
you know, make
other,
do amend.
Make do amend. Other, like, public.
Keep calm and carry on. You know,
yeah,
the norms.
Perfect.
So, I'm doing the recycling. Okay. My recycling, you have to take... I'm on the second floor. We're in my flat right now. I'm on the second floor. You have to take it all the way down to the green bin. So
outside.
What I do...
Alfresco recycling.
Alfresco recycling. But what I do, Tom, is I put them in little bags, and I just pop... As I'm getting them all ready, I pop them by the door.
Yeah.
And then
you
I
take,
know
them
the, take them down when I go. Yeah. So I was popping them by the door, and I thought, oh, I'll put them outside the door so that I don't forget them when I leave. Popped them outside the door, and the door shut. So I locked myself out.
Oh, no.
Tom, you need to know what I was wearing. A pair of socks. Knickers.
Oh.
And a t-shirt that said, likes girls.
I mean, standing in the street.
Literally.
With recycling in your hands.
In the stairwell.
In the stairwell.
And
oh, Susie. No wonder
past.
We get a bad reputation.
Do you know what I mean? One person walked half up the stairs, saw me, said, oh, but I don't think they could see that my legs were bare. Like, I don't... Oh.
Oh, how skimpy were they?
Oh, skimpy.
Skimpy.
Like, no, the knickers, I mean, I don't wear a thong, Tom. I don't think it's going to come as a surprise to anyone.
Well,
I like a boy's brief, but a girl's pant.
I like a boy to be briefed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, you big brief. And so I was locked out.
Yeah.
Alice was fast asleep.
Oh, no.
And so I had to shout through the letterbox until she woke up.
And
so
that's hard because people don't wake up. I always think, like, if I get locked out.
Because she just heard. She was like, why isn't Susie coming in the bedroom? Why is she just going, Alice?
Oh, Alice. Yeah, because you wouldn't. Have you ever been woken up when you're in a deep sleep? It's such a weird feeling.
Yeah, like, what is this noise?
Yeah.
Who is talking to me? Why are they talking to me?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So did Alice let you back in, I hope.
Alice let me back in.
Did you take the recycle?
I would say that I was out there for at least 8 minutes.
Oh, which felt very
like
stressful.
Half an hour.
Very stressful, Suze.
Really stressful. And then I tweeted about it. And then, of course, someone immediately on Twitter went, I don't believe you. I'm like, I don't care if you
people
believe
that.
Me.
Like, I don't believe
guy,
you.
Like, this didn't happen. This clearly didn't happen.
Mean. Like, stop being so mean.
I was like, babe. Like, why do you care?
Why do you
like,
care?
A, it did happen. But B, like,
well, that's so ridiculous.
Why are you
why
following me? Just
yeah,
go
to
away.
Say, like, it didn't happen. How strange this
is. So odd. So, people are so bizarre.
Do you think your neighbours, because we've talked about the neighbours sometimes on this podcast.
Sure.
The windows are open, so I'm whispering.
The windows open, do be careful.
Do you think they are sticking to the recycling? Because the man downstairs did hold on to your hammer
for quite some time, yeah. We can't be sure.
Do you think, because do you remember when there's that threat of like they're going to go through your bins and make sure you are recycling correctly?
Yeah, I feel like here that would be tricky because we've got a chute. And so it'd be very difficult to know who's.
Well,
garbage was his.
They could. If there's a will, there's a way.
There is a will, there's a way.
But do you think that, yeah, would you say him downstairs? Do you think he recycles?
I wouldn't say he does.
Are people recycling? My mum and dad love recycling.
Oh, I'm a recycler. Sure.
But I think there's probably plenty of people who would just like shove it in the bin, it's fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good at recycling, but occasionally I will be like, oh, I have cleaned out an awful lot of jam jars.
Oh, yeah, all of that.
I mean, I'm not going to make a cocktail in it.
No, I mean, you could do that. You're in the right area.
I'm in Hoxton, absolutely.
When in Rome. But yeah, there's a lot of that. Do you remember when it was the milkman?
Sure.
When we talk about recycling, this is my thing, right? People are like, you see these headlines of like, well, how are we going to end our love affair with plastic? And I'm like, we don't have a love affair with plastic. We were just told, like,
use plastic.
Basically, like, there used to be someone who travelled around on an electric car. Remember, like, the milkman with electric, like, zero fumes, zero noise.
Yeah.
Would deliver the milk in a glass container.
Yeah.
That you'd then wash up.
And then put back out and he'd refill it.
He'd refill it.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone's like, and people would take a basket. I mean, I don't remember this, but of course I fantasised about it and I've seen it in Miss Marple.
Of course.
Baskets to the shops. And then they're like, stop using plastic bags, you idiot. Like, it's all really, like, aggressive towards the ordinary people. And I feel like the ordinary people didn't ask for plastic bags.
No, they were given them.
They were like, take a plastic bag. Don't worry about your stupid basket. Don't worry about your stupid milkman.
Don't worry about all the fish. We're choking those fuckers.
We'll just choke the shit out of those fish. And you just have as many plastic bags as you want.
Would you like a straw to get behind your ear?
Oh, yes. Straws. Who knew they were so bad? Bendy
so
straws.
Bad.
Twisted. Do you remember those twisty straws?
They were very cool.
Very cool. We didn't have them, but the people around the corner did.
Yeah, I didn't have them either. I think one of my cousins might have had
them. Yeah, it's the sort of thing a cousin might have had.
Sure.
Yeah, or maybe one of those, like, I want to say turtles. Or I feel like there was a time when there was a certain type of, it was like a
turtle that had a straw?
Yeah. Well, let's hope it doesn't now. But the Teenage Mutant. Yeah, like there were cups. I think you got them in McDonald's.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's the thing.
No,
I mean, I did have occasional McDonald's, but I didn't get a turtle one.
No, I didn't. But I remember people having them and they had like
I remember
a
people being
attached.
Really into Beanie Babies.
What was that about?
I don't know. I've got very little time for them.
All of that kind of like, all the kids are going crazy for this.
Yeah,
if
totally.
I was a parent, I'd be so horrible. I'd be like, no, you're not doing that. No, that's what other people do. You're not doing it. I'd be so horrible. And they would be better
And you're
for
wearing
it.
These tailcoat.
Put on your bowler hat. Come on, we're going to the supermarket. Pick up the basket.
Wear this monocle.
Wear this monocle. Come on, let's all get on our bicycles. And cycle to Asda.
I don't want to get on a penny farthing. Get on it.
Do it, Jeremy.
So, Tom, what else are you going to do? I'm off to the Fringe for a month.
What am I going to do?
What are you going
to
do?
Well,
So you're going on holiday.
I'm not very good at booking holidays, and this year I got better at booking holidays.
Good for you. And it's very important to time off.
Well, and
especially when you're a freelance person.
Yes, because you just go, no, not for me. No, just, you know.
Just work.
And so I booked to go to Crete,
mm-hmm.
which I've not been to before.
Me neither.
I mean, I don't know anybody who has. But I've met a few people and they say it's nice.
Apparently it's beautiful.
This is all I want on holiday, is wake up, actually not that late, get a towel, go down to the beach,
sure.
Read a book, maybe have a croissant and a coffee at some
sort of
beachside place. Maybe spend most of the day on the beach or maybe come into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when it gets to a certain time, my friend I'm going on holiday with, Alexa, her family do a thing called Happy Hour, where you have a gin and tonic and they get out like small bowls of crisps and nuts.
Yes.
So it feels like a real celebration.
And would you play cards or something?
Do you know what? I've never played cards on holiday, but I would be open to that.
I've got a pack of Uno here.
Uno?
Oh, it's a really fun game. It's a really fun card game that I had never played until I went to Australia. And then I played it and I loved it. I give you my pack of Uno. It's really fun.
Can I borrow it?
Of course.
That would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it's a really fun thing to do while you're having a drink, sort of. Because in that sort of bit between before going out for dinner, before getting ready for dinner, when you're just having lunch.
I love that bit where it's because you don't want to like embarrass yourself and go out to dinner in the British time of like
5 o'clock. My dad has a roast dinner at like 3 and is like, I'm having my tea, and then he doesn't know why he's starving at 8 o'clock.
Of course, he will be starving by then.
Dad, you can't have a roast dinner.
Yeah, mum and dad like
4 o'clock.
They'll eat at like 5:36.
Oh, my parents are earlier, and it's bizarre.
So, and I'm like,
it's like they, when my brother and I. We're at school. We'd get home from school.
Have dinner. Yeah.
Like 5.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad have just forgotten that their children have grown up and left.
Oh, so they like dinner at that time.
We have dinner at 5.
Have dinner, watch Neighbours. Lovely.
I mean, they could, absolutely. They could.
But
that sounds lovely. I think rest is so important.
Just taking some books, reading some books.
Yeah, lovely,
nice. That's all I want to do. My friend Emily has sent me some books. And it's such a nice gift to go, because I never know what books to choose, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's almost overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, and that actually felt like a very old-fashioned gift.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know.
It's really
nice. So that's what I'm going to do. Now, you've got a very, like, fun-packed month coming up.
Mm.
You've got a really exciting show, but I, as always, want you to have a good time. So what are you going to do to make sure that you're relaxed? Have you got any things there? Because it's a busy time.
It is a busy time. So I'll be up the month. I'll be staying with a comedian called Felicity Ward.
Lovely.
Who's lovely, and her show's fantastic. And so I think we're going to, I think on our day off we might go to a spa.
Oh, great idea.
Really nice. I might get a massage. Yeah. Then I think I'm going to join the gym. Mm. And I'm just going to remind myself that it's just a gig every day. And just every time people come in, I'm just delighted to have an audience. And just, I'm in the same room that I was in last year in Edinburgh, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And I'm just going to do my absolute best and hope that everyone comes along for an hour and just has a lovely time.
Because I think sometimes people might not realise the Edinburgh Festival, when you're there, can feel like...
What? So Jenny's running around. So, dear listener, what happened? We don't know where we... Basically, an SD card was full.
An SDI card was full.
An STI card was full.
Yeah.
And got all of them. It's like bingo. And basically...
House. Did you get a house?
I got a house, yeah. And we stopped whilst talking about... Edinburgh. I'm going to keep saying in Edinburgh. I'm going to have a nice time. I'm going to hang out with nice people.
You were saying about how you might go to a spa.
Might go to a spa, sure.
And I said book it. And I said, get out of town.
Get out of town.
Oh, and I was saying how, how Edinburgh, for people who've never been, the festival can at times feel like you're doing your GCSEs.
Yes.
Again. But all the other people in your year group are doing the GCSEs out loud around you.
And they're letting you know on Twitter how well the GCSEs are.
And at the same time, yeah, they're also being marked at the meeting.
But whilst you're doing the GCSEs, they're also your A-levels and your degree.
Degree level, yeah, and your SATs.
And your SATs, yeah.
Yeah.
Year 9 and year 6.
Yes, all of the key SATs. Yeah, that's how it can sometimes feel. It can feel very...
But I am looking forward to it.
Overwhelming. But Susie, you are in a great position. It's going to be a great year.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. And if you're coming to the Fringe, maybe I can give you a couple of suggestions of people you might like to
see.
Oh,
yes.
Zoe Lyons, Jen Brister.
Oh, yeah, great.
Heidi
choices.
Regan.
Oh, is Heidi doing a show?
Heidi's
first
doing
show.
A solo show.
Great.
And then Larry Dean.
Oh, yes.
Stephen Bailey, all LGBT plus people that are up at the Fringe that you should all go and support. And there's heaps of others. And But yes, if you come to the Fringe, have a lovely time. I will be at the Pleasance Below every day at 9:45 with my new show, Nocturnal.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful, Susie.
I hope so. I'm very excited.
It's going to be wonderful. So,
And Tom is, of course, on tour. You can find all the details at tomindeed.com.
Yes, if you're around. We've added new dates for the autumn, so maybe I'm coming to a place near you. So,
maybe. Seems quite likely.
Quite possibly. Quite possibly. It would be lovely to see you there.
And until next time, if you want to do something, be bold.
If you're going to be anything, be bold.
If you're going to be anything, that's be bold. That's the
guys.
Advice. Right, guys?
I recommend it highly.
Guys, right?
Right, guys.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.